Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 523 of Power Rangers Dino Thunder, episode 27, A Fighting Spirit.
It aired August 28th, 2004. It was written by Jackie Marchan and directed by Paul Grinde.
This episode, if it doesn't have Chris Hero in it, I'm going to automatically dock 1 point. I don't know what that means.
Okay, well, you're starting at 99, Fighting Spirit. I'm calling the shot.
Sorry about this. Look, if they just put Chris Hero in it, what would Chris Hero be doing in New Zealand in 2004? I don't know.
Probably some rolling elbows.
He was a pro wrestler back then. They traveled a lot. Indie wrestlers had to hustle. I mean, they still do, but they used to, too.
Is there wrestling in New Zealand? I guess Dakota Kai is from there.
She's a Kiwi. So is, I think, Tegan Nox is. There's like a bunch of wrestling in Australia.
Sense.
I have to imagine that New Zealand was like, let me get in on that action.
You just never hear anyone being like, I'm going to take a tour in New Zealand this spring.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, Australia is like a pretty hot spot, a pretty big hot spot for wrestling. But yeah, I don't know about New Zealand. I think what someone in New Zealand should do is now, since they don't have COVID, I think, because they...
Every time they get like a case, they shut the country down.
They shut the whole
country
down so that one person can stop having COVID so nobody else will. If only somebody else, some other countries could have tried that.
No, we're going back to school this week here in person.
That sucks.
They were supposed to do it last week, but then we got the ice storm, so they pushed it a week. And it was supposed to happen today, but we had like, I don't know, a lake of rage worth of rain dump on us last night. So
Jesus,
because climate change is fake and everything's fine here. Don't worry about the world coming to an end in Kentucky. We're fine.
It's weird that the apocalypse is starting in Kentucky.
It's not, if you think about it. It's not weird at all. McConnell
is here. I think it makes perfect sense, actually. Anyway, what I was saying is that since they don't have COVID, what they should do is they should be like, hey, if you want to come do big pro wrestling shows here, come on. It will be at the Shire.
Yeah.
We're putting a wrestling ring in the on Bilbo's lawn. And if you want to come wrestle, you got to do it in the Shire. This big circle door opens, you come out. That's your entrance for the good guys. The bad guys just walk out of the woods with cloaks on.
Yeah, and fog. It's foggy when they do it.
I'm saying this is a $1 billion idea. Tony Khan, you can have this for a very small sum of money. Vince McMahon, you can have it for a much larger sum of money.
I'll take half of what you have, please.
Yeah. I don't want to – actually, Vince, I don't want any money. I want creative control for one Gregorian year, starting the day after WrestleMania.
You'll never get it.
Nope.
No way.
Nope. He'll literally die before he gives up a modicum of control. Anyway, Josh, if you're new here – I know you're not new here.
I'm not.
Well, just in case you were, what we do – let me just run you through it – is we pause the recording. We go watch episode of the Power Rangers. We come back. We talk about it. You can follow along. If you have, oh, bye, Josh. Josh left.
I didn't.
Josh hated that joke so much he left.
Damn.
If you have the DVDs, is what I was saying. I'll let him come back in on his own time. I'm not cutting any of this either, by the way. I don't know what he's saying on his end, so I might have to bleep some stuff.
Okay, Josh.
Did you? What happened, buddy?
We go through a Twitter message to get here, and it opens it in a new tab.
Conveniently, yeah.
And then so I closed this one instead of that one.
Oh, I see.
So.
Well, I'm not going to cut any of the stuff that happened because I finished
my spiel. I usually whenever I do something dumb like that, I'm just like quiet. I was talking this time, so it'll be fun for you.
I'm excited. I can't wait to find out in like 4 weeks what you said. Anyway, everyone else heard the whole spiel. So let's go watch Fighting Spirit.
Dino Thunder power up. And we just watched Fighting Spirit.
Yep.
And as predicted, it's starting at 99 out of 100.
Starting at 99, it features zero Chris's hero. So
no, I don't even think a Chris was in the episode one time.
Not that I know. Unless somebody's name is secretly Chris, like the doctor. Listen, the doctor in it is Chris. I doubt it though. He seems more like a Dale to me, but
he does look Dale-ish.
What do I know? If you're new here, what did I do that for? If you're new here, heyjakeanddosh.com is the website updated up through Time Force, including the bonus episodes. There's also the archive feed, which is live and in person, and it's in order from 1 to 400 and whatever.
58.
That's it. You can go listen to that. So that's pretty cool. There's also the classic feeds. You don't need to worry about this anymore. You got the archive feed now, baby. And you can just type it into your podcatcher of choice and say, feed me this RSS feed, please. And it will say, here you go. And then you eat it up. And then you have so many episodes of us to listen to, including ones where we didn't know how to do the show. I know what you're thinking. Jake, you did kind of start off with a thing you did before already, so maybe you still don't know how to do the show, but I promise.
It does seem a little bit like maybe we don't know what we're doing still, and that's the trick to podcasting, is that you never really know.
You never really ever figure it out. You just get better at faking it. You can email us at littleidiots.morphinggrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @MorphinGrid. We're on Apple Jam Podcasts. We're on Google Play and Stitcher and Podknife and Podbay and Podbaby and Pod Jungle. I've done Pod Jungle. I feel like I've done Pod Jungle.
Probably.
Pod.
Pod.
I'm trying to think of like.
Pod Fight.
We've done Pod Fight.
I'm confident. It's just when two podcasts play at the same time.
Yeah.
But there's like a slider. And so like you go back and forth between which one you like more.
Yeah. I think I was trying to do like a past lives thing, but I don't think I could. Podcarnation. That just sounds like a flower though to me. Yeah.
It's a very pretty pod service.
It looks great. So that's good.
I don't know what carnations smell like.
Pink?
I imagine they're pleasant.
I feel like they smell pink. I'm not sure.
It depends. There's red and white ones.
Yeah, sure.
According to Animal Crossing.
If you smell them at the same time, do those smell pink?
Oh, I don't know.
The trick here is that I have a bad nose, so I don't know what most things smell like. So... Unless it smells bad, which gets right past the cool barrier that my nose has put up. It's like I can smell like garlic and onion cooking and anything close up if I physically push my nose up. But other than that, like good smells will not just waft into my nose, which is real fun because bad smells just straight up will. So way to go, Mrs. Frizzle. I think this is your fault somehow, since all I know about smelling comes from the magic school bus.
You did this to me.
Way to go, Frizz. This is a Monday episode, so do you want to just jump in?
Sure.
I would love to, too, but the episode on the DVDs starts with the previously on.
Yes. It goes through the title sequence and then does previously on, but it only shows the Invisible Tommy stuff.
Yeah, which is like the last episode, and that's it.
Yeah.
It was just, that's it. So... Is this like a secret two-parter that we weren't aware about? Or...
I feel like it's just like this is the part of the story we're gonna play with today, kids.
How far do you still have it pulled up? How far removed was the date of this one from the date of the last one? Because if it was like a month, then like that would make sense.
I think just a week. Hang on, I was scrolled down too far. Yeah, just a week. The last one was August 21st. This one's August 28th.
Huh. Oh, hey, happy. This is a Power Rangers anniversary episode then.
It feels like it.
That makes sense because Power Rangers debuted on August 28th. How do I know that? Well, I'm a Power Rangers fan. Also, it's one of my friend's birthdays. So it's also Judgment Day from Terminator. So a lot of the 28th is a lot of things happened.
That tracks.
Yeah.
We're on the path toward an apocalypse. I don't think it's a robot one, but August 28th doesn't seem so far-fetched with the previous year we've had.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We made it through the last one. If it was going to happen, I feel like it would have happened last year, but maybe they were just waiting. You know, they're waiting for our spirits to be broken, so then they're going to get us this year. Anyway, we start off after the previously on with the Rangers coming in looking for Tommy, who's invisible, and I have to assume naked.
He was in clothes when he morphed, and I was not paying enough attention to see if he's in the same clothes still.
I don't know.
Spoilers. We're gonna see him again.
Yeah. But there will be a twist.
Yeah, I don't know if he's just naked working out.
Because, like, because I was
thinking,
it's
irresponsible for him to be naked when he works directly with teenagers.
Very much so. Because I was thinking, I was like, if he is invisible and it made his clothes invisible, because it does that with Trent, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's clothes he was in when he became invisible. Can't he just put a shirt on over his shirt?
Yeah, or like, I don't know, dump a bag of flour on his head or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, or something, Tommy. Get gacked like you did last time. Like,
yeah, because he's about to towel off, and you see the towel wrapped around his neck and, like, wipe his face.
So it can rest there. So what? So just put another shirt on or something.
So that we know where you are. Yeah. Put on some pants.
Also, he's working out on his home gym, which is in his, like, dinosaur lab, which is very Tommy Oliver. He's doing, like, reps of 5,000 pounds, it looks like. And they're like, Dr. O, you're still invisible. He's like, yeah. And Haley found a way to bring me back. And Haley's like, I never said that. I said I found a way that might, and I don't know how to power it. He's like, I've been thinking of that, and here's my dino gem. It's in, like, a box, which is weirdly ceremonial.
This reminded me of something. I don't remember if it got resolved or not, because my memory works in fragments and pieces.
Sure. I understand.
Remember when him and Kira were, like, cleaning, and there was, like, a weird box?
Yeah.
With something in it, and he, like, hid it from her? Did we see what was in there?
Yeah, that was the missing bone.
That was the bone. Okay.
That was the bone. Pretty sure.
I think you're right. You're right.
So she's like, yeah, I don't know. I don't have a thing. And he's like, yeah, use my dino gem here. It's in this box. I put it there for you so you can open it and reveal it and not just like you see it floating over because my hand is invisible, but the gem isn't. And then she's like, well, hold on. That's way too much power. And he's like, yeah, it's the most powerful thing we have. It's the most powerful source we have, which is why I never use it to fight in robot fights, I guess. And she's like, no, it's way too unpredictable. It's way too risky. There's no way. And he's like, it's all we have. Cut to somewhere. Elsa and a bunch of Krusties are drilling into a wall with a big old cartoon drill. And it busts open the wall. She pulls it back, throws everybody out of the way, and pulls out a little glowing rock.
Pixel.
It's Pixel.
Pulls out. It's Pixel.
It's Pixel. And she's like, I can tell the future, sort of.
Oh, but only if it's if someone else is involved, forget it. It's impossible to determine the future.
And also,
of two people.
The future is different every time I look at it. So who's to say which way it will go? And also, I would just like to go home because I'm just like, I'm confident that Pixel was like just a teen, just like a shitty teen glowing. Oh, yeah. Orb thing from blah blah blah.
They threw her into a volcano.
Listen to our last Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills episode. It was very fun. We cut back to them hooking up Invisible Tommy to a thing. They put like some nodes on him.
I got very confused with the 3D space and how it was being occupied by Tommy's body because they drape a blanket over him.
But not his head.
But I didn't realize that at first. And I was like, why is his face caved in? But it wasn't. It was his head on a pillow.
Yeah.
And it makes sense. And it makes sense now for them to not cover his entire face with the blanket.
They didn't cover his whole chest either.
At the time, I was like, why does his face look like that? It's going the wrong way.
Why is his face concave? That seems weird. No, yeah, it doesn't go all the way up to his chest because they put the nodes on his chest and he's like breathing. And to be fair, the like invisibility effects like looks pretty solid.
They're pretty good. They do a great job of when they drape the blanket over him of like nothing on the table to 3D shape under the blanket.
Yeah, it looks good. So then they flip the switch. They put you know that big jar that she has that you put power sources in?
Yeah.
She uses it a bunch of times. They put the dino gem in there and she turns it on. And the first thing that happens is that the like regulator blows. So all the power just goes in at once and it blows up. And then his dino gem gets destroyed, but he's visible again, but he's in a coma.
Yeah.
Also, important note, and I didn't realize this was going to be an important note until the very end of the episode, there are three pieces of the dino gem.
That is very important.
It's very important. So we cut from there to the Gog Island, where evil White Ranger comes in and is like, I made Trentosaurus 2. I know the first one sucked, sort of. It got killed by a shield. No one can account for the Triassic stuff. Who knows? But I got the second one, and Mezogog's like, hey, that first guy sucked ass. Why would I want him again?
What makes you think this guy won't suck ass as well?
And evil White Ranger's like,
he's a different color.
He's got some black on him now. And then Elsa's like this, and she holds up Pixel. And Mezogog's like, what is that? That's just a rock. I'm like, no. It's not just a boulder.
What the hell is that, Elsa?
It's not just a boulder. It's a rock.
It's a rock.
A rock.
The pioneers used to ride these babies for miles.
And she's like, this is made of the same material component, or the same mineral components as the dino gems, which means it's made from the meteor that killed the dinosaurs.
Yes, that track. So she went down to Yucatan
and
pulled this out of the crater.
Fished it out. And then she feeds it to Trentosaurus. She literally puts it in his mouth and he goes, num, num, num in my tummy.
He eats it like a Pokemon. Like when you feed a Pokemon in Sun and Moon and they eat the whole candy in three bites.
And you're like, hey, here's a big coffee bean or something. And they're like, yeah. I feel faster now or whatever. I don't remember what the beans did.
I don't either, really. I do remember feeding them to them a lot, and I could not tell you why I did that.
I love the Pokepelago.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the beans were for other than we have some beans. Pokemon like a bean.
The beans.
By the way, every time I text you and say I'm in the meat, I say it in the Arby's, in the way the Arby's commercial is. Just so you know that. So now you'll read it that way too.
I'm in the meat mountain.
Who would eat a mountain of meat from Arby's?
A family of 10?
I guess. Family of 10 with not very discerning tastes. No offense, Arby's. I think your food is bad. This is a problem. He eats it. I love this. My favorite food. Trentosaurus 2, Back in the Habit, is going to be supercharged, I guess. So we cut from there to – oh, also, the other part of this is it's made from the same minerals as the dino gems, which will render them useless. And the way I heard it first is that she said it will render him useless. Like, I'm going to feed Trentosaurus to the rock, and he's gonna go play Nintendo, and that's all he's going to do today. But it will render them useless. So we cut to the city being attacked. But then we cut from there to a hospital where Tommy is wicked in a coma. And the doctor's like, yeah, I don't know what's up. His brain's doing some weird stuff. And I think that it's bad that he's in a coma.
Yeah, he like, says thanks, doc. His vitals are stable, but his brain activity is just like wild.
And they're like, that's just Tommy.
Have you ever heard him talk? You should see him think.
It takes a lot of processing power. But also a cool thing I want to mention is that like the lighting is like really desaturated and like kind of depressing. Like it looks sad in here. The lighting in this episode is very good if you're keeping track. So good job, cinematographer who I don't know and could probably go find out, but that will have to wait until a later day. So they see on the news that the city is being attacked, so they go to fight it. They show up on their bikes versus Connor, the city.
They go to fight the city?
They're fighting the whole city. They built this city on rock and roll, and they'll destroy it that way, too.
That's what happens when you let the kitchen get out of control.
Yeah.
Then you have to fight the city.
They got to fight the whole city. So they go to fight Trentosaurus, too, and he's not fazed by them.
No.
Then we cut from the fight, because it's just Connor so far on the bike. Everybody else will join in turns sooner or later. So then we cut from there to a red desert where Tommy is.
This was so season one to me.
It was really season one. It was also really Ninja Storm. I don't know if you remember. It was like the third episode of Ninja Storm. It started with them like in VR in a red desert.
Yeah,
I think it's the same place.
Is this a Dutch angle?
Yeah, the when it's like cockeyed.
Yeah, it's like at an angle. It's like under Tommy and like crooked.
Yeah,
And it's red, and I'm just like, man. Remember in season one where they would just like use a filter to determine like this is a new dimension or like this is a different time of day.
Yeah, or like they're on the moon. It's like blue here. I really wish they would get back into it looking weird.
Yeah, because this looks like the planet where they had to go get the Sword of Light from.
Yeah, very much so. Also, a really cool thing, and I don't know if they built this or if it was just there, and they're like, let's go to the weird stone arch that's perfectly geometrical. Like, it's just this alien square arch in the desert, and it looks rad. And so we hear someone say, like, remember me? And Tommy looks up, and it's Zeo Ranger 5 Red.
What? He says that too. He's like, Zeo Ranger 5 Red, what's going on here?
And he's like, I'm here to kick your ass, Tommy. That's what's going on here. Tommy's like, okay. Or at first he's like, I don't want to fight you. And he's like, well, this is going to go rough for you, Zed.
Yeah.
Tommy looks at his wrist and there's no dino gem there. So he's just got to do it regular style. But it's okay because it's Tommy Oliver. So like he goes to fighting. And just in case anyone forgot or fell off, JDF is very good at fighting.
He's so good.
It's really good.
So he gets to have a Shadow Link fight.
Yep.
For a while. It's like half of this episode.
I would say it's most of it, which is also about how long it felt when we fought Shadow Link in our Let's Play video.
Oh, God. I don't know what the trick is.
A streamer I'm watching is doing a Zelda marathon, and he's going through all the Zeldas, and he beat Zelda 1 and Zelda 2 in one day each, which is very impressive because Zelda 2 is literally the hardest game I've ever played in my life. Then he did a randomizer for Link to the Past, and he got to Ocarina, and he was like, he just did a three-heart run, because that's what he did when he replayed Breath of the Wild and did all the shrines and stuff, and he did a three-heart run for most of it, and the big joke was that, like, anytime he could get a heart container, he would be like, there's no heart container, like, I guess they forgot to program it in here, or like, I guess there's a glitch or something. So he did that for his Ocarina run. He got to Dark Link, and he just wrecked Dark Link, because it has the same amount of hearts you do. So his Dark Link had three hearts.
What?
Yeah.
So pro tip, don't get any hearts until you kill Dark Link.
Don't get any hearts till after Dark Link.
I think what I did is I just used Din's fire over and over and over and over again.
Spammed Din's fire
for like 45 minutes.
Yeah. And it took forever, but it worked eventually.
We probably had like 12 hearts at the time.
You can go watch it. YouTube.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. There's that. There's a Link to the Past one. There's a Super Mario 3D World one where you can see me be terrible at video games. There's also, what else did we do? We did Mega Man.
We did Mega Man X. We did most. I don't know about most. Captain Toad Treasure Tracker seems to be like the largest game in existence.
I think so. We did a lot of it.
Every time I thought we were at the end, it was like, here's the next chapter. Oh God. But we did a lot of it. We didn't finish it. I think I even have two or three unedited episodes still.
Yeah.
So maybe that'll be a new Patreon goal. I'll edit those and put them up.
Well, I don't think we have anything after 1,000 before 10,000. So... I think like 3,000 is like, we'll quit our jobs, which I already did. But don't stop giving money to the Patreon just because I don't have a job. Josh has it.
I would really like to. Really would like to.
So let's, let's get us there. Anyway, so Tommy is fighting Zeo Ranger 5. Also, there's like this, it's like, it's in a desert, but also kind of on a beach. And there's like, it's like low tide. So like they're throwing each other into water over and over again. And it seems like it would get real squishy in there. Just like real squishy. So we come back to the bike fight. Kira and Ethan show up and they shoot the guy and it doesn't do anything. And then like they try to do something else, doesn't really do anything. And then Trent shows up, and I don't know if I don't know if the people making Power Rangers Dino Thunder decided that they hate Trent.
But it seems that way.
if they just straight up don't give him anything to do in an episode, they make him look like the chumpiest chump to ever live. He shows up, on his cool four-wheeler, gets knocked off so hard he demorphs. Literally immediately. They're like, Trent's here. He's like, yeah. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. And then he gets shot and he's like, no. And then falls off and demorphs and just lays there for a while.
He's just like, oh, my bones.
He's like, oh, he shot me in all my bones.
he ate the bones.
And it's just like, what did Trent do to y'all? Like, I liked Trent. Like,
yeah, I liked him fine, and then he went evil, and like, he never came back after that. He's never like, been the same.
It's like they're like, all right, he's not evil anymore. I guess all we don't need Trent. Like, what do we even have? What are we doing here?
Put him in the trash.
Put him in the trash can. Let's make him look like a piece of crap and then throw him away. So we come from there to the news editor's office. I was trying to save time by putting words together, I guess. His name is like Edward Cormier, I think. I think he has a name tag. I've just been calling him J. Jonah Jameson this whole time because he wants pictures of Spider-Man.
No, yeah. It's just Mr. Cormier, I think is all they call him.
Yeah. And Cassidy's like, so what did you call me here for? And she's like, he's like, my lead reporter is out and I need you. There's an attack downtown. You need to go get some footage from my lead story for about the Power Rangers.
She's yeah. Like, he's all like, right. You and Donalyn go get footage for me.
Later, he calls him Darwin. And I was like, show some respect to Devin. Even though I did the same thing when I couldn't remember his name, when I called him Gooch, which I feel like is way worse. At least it's like a fun, playful nickname.
And yeah, and at least like we don't call him that anymore because he's a good character,
no,
actually.
He rules now. He's great in this episode. So they leave. Cassie's like, you won't regret this. He's like, it's too late for that. And they leave. We cut back to Tommy fighting ZO5 some more. And then he like knocks Tommy down, but Tommy's not like out. And he's like, oh, you survived wave one, but do you have any fight left in you? Tommy's like, yeah. And then he leaves and the camera spins around and now he's in like this like foggy woods that's like all white. And he's like, I'm not in Reefside anymore. And he hears a voice say,
so did he think he was in Reefside? Did he think he was in Reefside the first time?
I guess that's the implication. Like, you know how Reefside has that one beach that's red? The sky's red at the one beach?
Has that, like, alien archway.
Yeah. And I know that, like, recently, because of all the fires in California, the sky was actually red for a while.
It did look like this outside for real. But hashtag no filter.
Yeah. What a cool year we had last year. Do you remember the murder hornets? That just showed up?
Only vaguely.
They showed up and they were like, either A, they were like, it's too hot out here for me. It's not our time. We're going to leave. Or a time traveler was like, all right, I can go back and fix this. And he fixed the murder hornets, but then everything caught on fire. Like every time a time traveler kept trying to fix something, it kept getting worse, which is the only explanation for last year as to why so many things kept happening. Also, the murder hornets, this might be controversial. I'm not afraid of them. They're too large. I know they're scary because if they sting you, you'll feel like you're dying. But they're so big that they can't sneak up on you, you know? Yeah. Like, I feel like that's the trick with a regular hornet is it like it could come get you. But like if I can hit it with like a shoe easily, then I feel like I have the upper hand on it. But we don't have to worry about them because they just disappeared and then there was a pandemic. So like
I feel like they resurged like right toward the end of last year where they were like, oh, better watch out for the murder hornet nests because they might come back.
And then there was an ice storm this year and all the murder hornets died.
But then
I think.
Like, yeah, then the election happened. And so who cares about murder hornets?
Yeah, murder hornets. You can wait your turn. We're all terrified right now.
Someone needs to ask Joe Biden what he's going to do about the murder hornets.
I mean, the answer is the same thing he's been doing about everything else he said he was going to do something about, which is nothing.
Nothing, really. So, you can play Mario Kart about it.
Yeah. At least it's not getting worse, I guess. Like, trying to remain positive. Like, you know, I don't know. I'll take him over the alternative, but he was not my first, third, or fourth vote. So... Where were we? Oh, so then the White Ranger shows up and he's like, no, you're in the Angel Grove Woods. And they start fighting. Connor and Kira, back at the not in Tommy's coma dream, are fighting Trentosaurus 2. They get knocked off their bikes. They demorph. They at least put up a little more of a fight than Trent did. So that's nice. And then Ethan's like, hovercraft bike. And I was like,
yeah,
here we go again.
Shockingly, Ethan is the last one standing.
Because I think the reason is that because he has his own toy. I know like Connor has Triassic mode, but that's like more involved than just like flipping a switch on his bike, I guess.
Yeah, you could have put Ethan on his bike in at any position. So I do appreciate them letting him be like the last one.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty nice. It doesn't work because he does also get knocked off and demorphed.
Yeah, we go through the whole transformation sequence for the bike, and then he just gets like knocked down and he loses
fighting spirit
power. Yeah.
Happy 11 years, Power Rangers.
You're gonna die.
You're gonna die. They line back up now that they've all been demorphed. Like, all right, this is ridiculous. They go to morph again and they can't. And I hate that Trent's morph call is so different than theirs.
But he tries to just say it at the same time.
It's distracting. At least the Thunder Rangers and Cam had the courtesy to do it sequentially, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it did take 5 minutes for them to all morph last season, but at least they weren't talking over each other. It's not like an episode of this show.
Yeah. Right? That's annoying. So
we awaken someone somewhere where they're just like, hey, that is annoying. And then just
they
turn the podcast off.
So Trent 2 leaves. Now that the Rangers can't morph, he disappears. That's a good call, I guess.
He's there.
No, he leaves. He just straight up dips.
Trent?
Trent 2, the Trentosaurus.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry, you said Trentosaurus, and I stopped at Trent, and I was like, no, he's there. I remember, because they all gathered, and I was like, where's Trent? And then, like, he's like the rhino in Jumanji. It takes him a second to catch up.
Yeah, but, like,
they hate him, and they're just like, I guess we'll put him in the shot. We can't explain why he just went to get a burger or whatever.
But Trentosaurus does. He just leaves. But
well,
the Rangers
can't.
Because
he's winning.
Yeah, that's
what
the
monsters
can't
do.
Morph.
You could just stab them. They're just teens now.
They're just some teens. They're squishy. Like they probably all have abs, but like you're a sword monster made of dinosaurs and whatever. Like you could. Anyway, so then Cassie and Devin come up and they're like, whoa, what happened? And they're like, and Kira's like, well, a monster attacked. And then Cassie's like, the Power Rangers didn't show up? And they are all like, no, I guess not.
No. So weird that they just didn't come this time.
Trent's like, yeah, I guess they couldn't make it. And then Devin's like, that's kind of weird, right? And then Cassie's like, hey, why didn't they show up? And Kira's like, maybe they had to go to the laundromat to wash their suits.
Can you imagine going to the laundromat? And there's just four people with Power Ranger helmets on and just and nothing else. Maybe underwear
maybe
at best.
The skivvies, but yeah.
And they're just like waiting by a laundry machine.
I mean, here's the thing is you can't just wash those regular, right? Those have got to be dry clean.
Dry
I imagine,
clean only, yeah.
I imagine.
I don't know. They're just like spandex. I don't know what the rules for cleaning spandex are, because this might shock some people, but I've never owned any spandex.
The closest I have is I have one pair of like yoga pants, and I haven't washed them yet because I haven't used them a ton, so I haven't needed to wash them. So I'm not sure. I'd like, do you just wash it on cold and hope for the best? Right?
Check the tag. Should tell you on the tag.
Yeah,
how you,
that's
how
a
you're
good
supposed to wash it. It's you can only wash it in the sink with a washboard.
You need a washboard, and there's got to be someone playing the spoons near you,
blowing on a jug.
So they leave. We come back to Tommy fighting the White Ranger, and he pins Tommy against the tree, and he's like, "I know all your old moves." And Tommy's like, "Yeah, well, I've learned some new ones." And then just, like, hip tosses him or something.
He throws him off of him, but then he, like, springboards off of one tree into another tree and then does, like, a spiral kick, like a tornado kick.
That's pretty cool. I don't know if it's new. I feel like Tommy's jumped off a lot of things, but, like...
Yeah, but I don't know if he's ever jumped off of two things.
You're right. You got me there. So he's like, oh, good, cool moves. Anyway, you're going to have to fight.
Just punched him in the nose. Like, I learned a new trick. Boom.
Boom.
Or just kneed him in the crotch.
Knees him in the crotch, yeah. And then old time is like, oh, I should have learned that from the movie. If only it was canon and Fox didn't own it. Which I think technically means that Disney owns the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie.
Coming to Disney Plus later this year.
How weird would it be if Disney found a way to make a Mighty Morphin Power Rangers 2, but they could only – sort of like how Never Say Never Again, the James Bond movie, is unofficial, but it has James Bond in it legally because of Thunderball and some weird copyright stuff. What if they're like, we own this movie. We can make more of everything that's in this, but nothing else.
That would be nuts.
Yeah.
So they own the movie. How does that work with, like, the brand of Power Rangers?
I don't know. I know they just own the film rights, like, to the actual movie that they helped make and not – because, like, the rest of Power Rangers is – owned separately, because like, yeah, because like if it was just like we helped you make it, then like the first 9 seasons would be owned by Fox and Disney would own the next, but that's not how it works. So
that would be a nightmare. That would be a nightmare to navigate.
Be wild. Yeah, but like I don't know, it's weird.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Could they just put it on Disney Plus, or would they have to talk to Hasbro about it?
I don't know. It's on Hulu, which Disney also owns, so I'm assuming they can just put it wherever. I don't know if they can put it on Disney Plus because, like, that's a more specific thing. But, like, I don't know. And I would actually – I hate Disney because they own too much stuff. But I would like them to try it, you know?
And just put it up and see what happens.
Just, like, fuck around and find out. See what happens. Because, like, I want to see what is next in this Ivan Ooze saga, right? Like
– yeah.
I mean, he's dead and freezing and his crotch is exploded from a knee to it and he hit a comet.
But, like, maybe he's just on the comet now.
Yeah, I don't know.
And
I just
it's coming back around. So here he comes.
Right, here's comet time. Or he exploded to a bunch of pieces and someone's been putting them back together. And there's going to be a Frankenstein Ivan Ooze. Disney,
yeah.
Give us a call. I've got some ideas.
He's under the Krispy Kreme.
They can't. No. It's got to be a Dunkies.
He's under the Dunks.
He's under the Dunks. Anyway, so he's like, you fought me, but you still got to fight someone else. And he's standing on one side of a tree, and the camera like pans around the tree. And when it comes to the other side, he's gone, and everything's green now. I wonder who's left. So we cut back to the newsroom. Cassidy tells...
I did want to point out, he says when he first sees the White Ranger, your powers were destroyed.
Yes.
Were they? I guess they were. Guess they were, but like...
Because they were before Zeo.
Yeah, we're going to see Mighty Morphin Power Rangers in the future also, though. So I'm curious as to if they mention how...
I mean, also the... Turbo powers were destroyed, but Justin and then later TJ just had them. So, you know.
They got better.
They got better. They found new cars. I don't know. So
they brought them to Dr. Fairweather. And they're like, hey, can you fix these? Can you hook us up?
Yeah, she's like, yeah, yeah, this is easy. So we cut back to the newsroom, and Cassie's like, Mr. Cormier, the Rangers just disappeared. I'm sorry I didn't get any footage. They just didn't show up to the fight, and I'm sorry. And she's like, and he's like, no, this is great. The Power Rangers abandoned the city. This is big news. You're going to be on at 6. And she's like, oh, my God, yes. And he leaves his office. He leaves them in his office, which is a weird power move, I think.
He's like, Power Rangers, hero or menace?
Yeah, because he's J. Jonah Jameson. And then Devin's like, I don't know. This seems... like weird. Like, I feel like Power Rangers have always been there for us. We should probably give them the BOTD. I'm sure there's a reason. And Cassie literally says, I don't care about that. I'm going to be on the news at 6. That's all that matters to me. And Devin's like, all right, well, if you're going to go through with this story, you're going to do it without me. And then he leaves because he's a man of conviction. And I appreciate that. So then we cut back to the Rangers in the hospital room. They're worrying about Tommy. Trentosaurus 2 attacks again. And the newsman is like, there's another attack downtown. Breaking news for a second time. There's another attack. Where are the Power Rangers? And
stay tuned.
And then they're like, oh, we can't do anything. And then we come back to Tommy in the very green woods. And a dragon dagger is thrown and hits a tree and sticks into it.
Yeah, they...
I know what you're about to say.
They remixed the song.
Is it a remix, or did they just try to recreate it from memory, is what it seems like to me.
They recreated it from memory, but on, like, a tuba or something.
It's like Protozoa remixed it.
It's six notes, but I think they missed one.
Bum, 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 bum. Pretty easy, right? Like,
yeah, the dragon dagger sticks into the tree, and then the Seinfeld theme just plays out of it.
The worst part is that, like, the first like two or three notes are the same. It's like ba 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 ba, and I'm like, no, that's wrong. Shut up right now. And I was like, maybe it was like they're not calling the dragon sword, so maybe they're trying something different out. And I'm like, okay, I'll let it slide. It hit a tree, so whatever. Like, that's the different. I'll let it slide, right? So then the Green Ranger's there. I wish they would have found the floppy shield, but that's probably gone. This is the real one that's like solid and it looks good, actually.
Yeah,
so.
Green Ranger's been taking good care of himself. That dude looks like he's stacked under there.
Whoever they got to be the like the Tommy doubles, I'm assuming it's the same guy three times, but like, this dude is built.
he is built.
So then he's like, what's up, Tommy? I'm the most powerful of all the Power Rangers. And I was like, incorrect. That would have been Zio Red, actually.
This is backwards. I get neat wanting to end on green. Like, of course you do, right? But right. Like, power level wise, it's backwards.
The only thing I can think is that if I am gonna take what he says at face value and assume it is correct and not just Green Ranger coma vision bragging, then maybe because the Green Ranger energy disappeared, like because of the candle and then the candle again later, a second time, that like it was more powerful than white. But it didn't get destroyed or have to get replaced. It just
left. It got erased, basically.
But then at the same time, they specifically say when they give all the Rangers their upgrades to the Thunder Swords, they're like, now you have more power.
Oh.
So like, and the White Ranger is on level with them, so the White Ranger should be also more powerful. So it's just them bragging.
And then Zio Red is exponentially powerful. As time goes on, he gets stronger.
Because that's how the Zeo crystals work, and that's why they just lost them.
I wish that was a plot point and not just like a throwaway line in the first episode to make them sound cool.
This is why they need to make Mighty Morphin Power Rangers the movie, too. They probably couldn't use any Zeo stuff because it wasn't in the movie, but if they wanted to, if they wanted to make me and you happy, they would just be like, oh, we found the Zio powers and they're wicked strong now. Like, they're way overpowered. No one can handle them anymore. And just make a thing out of that. Instead, they're like, here, just your dinosaurs. You're different dinosaurs again. Don't worry about it. Did you watch the second episode of Dino Fury, by the way?
I have not seen the second episode. I did watch the full morph sequence.
It sucks, right? That's the only part I've seen. I also did not see it. I hate it so much.
I didn't love it. It was very long, so I'm excited for the short version. Because it was like a solid minute of
it was
them morphing.
So, they describe every single thing they do, and everyone's been like, oh, it's like a Kamen Rider sequence. Ah, that's pretty cool. And I'm like, no, it's not, actually. It works when Kamen Rider does it because that's their thing. Power Rangers should just say it's morphin' time and be on their way.
Yeah, because they're like Dino Fury, power ready, link
they
to
pull,
morphin' grid,
they
power
pull out
disc.
They're like Dino Fury key, huh, huh, huh. And I guess this is like them practicing the morph because the Red Ranger's like smooth.
I think it's him teaching it to them.
So they don't need to say this ever again if this is a teaching moment, but boy is it aggravating to look at.
I did not know Pink was the Ankylosaur, and I think that's pretty rad. That's pretty cool.
It's pretty dope. Pretty excited. She was also really good in that first episode, so I gotta check out the second one. Anyway, so they fight more. And then the Green Ranger pulls a dragon dagger to his lips and goes, bah, 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 bah.
What's the deal with airline food? Why? That's the Green Ranger.
Why is the Green Ranger? Because he does lightning. He doesn't summon the dragon sword again. They don't have the dragon sword. They don't have the money for that. They're not pulling the dragon sword. But he does the dragon sword thing. But then it's slapping the base man, and then it shoots lightning. This is not.
I don't know. I thought it was cool. I thought it was a neat lightning attack. It's like green.
The lightning attack was very cool. And I like to believe that Tommy did not have this, but he's like, I bet I could have done it. And his coma brain's like, yeah, you definitely could have done it. And also, Green Ranger, the one you like the most, way the strongest. Totally, Tommy. Don't worry about it.
We redesigned it for this 3 minutes of screen time.
The helmet is and that's like the new helmet design going forward. Every time it comes back up, it's got this helmet design, which is a cool design, to be fair. So then it hits Tommy, and we cut back to the news, it's like the breaking news guys again, like, the Power Rangers seem to have abandoned the city, they hate us so much, the pissy babies. And Connor's like, that's it, I'm gonna go down there, I'm gonna fight Tyrannosaurus Rex with my bare hands. And Kira and Ethan and Trent are like, wait, hold on, we're going with you. But for 1 second, I was like, they better not try to talk him out of this. They're like, no, we're going too.
Trent doesn't say anything. He just follows them out of the room.
Yeah. Trent's just also there because they hate him now, I guess. But so Haley's like, wait, you don't have powers. You can't do anything. And Ethan's like, Dr. O, it wouldn't stop Dr. O. It's not going to stop us. And I was like, hell yes, Power Rangers. This is the good shit. Power Rangers not having superpowers and going to fight anyway is the good shit. TM.
This is the if not us then who moment.
Oh, it's dope as hell. Happy birthday, Power Rangers.
And Connor's like, hey, I'm a good Red Ranger, remember? Because I'm going to lead us out there to fight this guy.
Oh, it's so good.
And he's like, you don't have to come with me, but I'm going to go fight him.
I'm going to go. And they're like, of course we're going. We're fucking Power Rangers. So they go. They get to the quarry. They are unpowered. They get called Power Rangers, obviously, because you gotta.
Right, you gotta get it in when you can.
And then they start charging at him. And by the way, we didn't mention this, but Tyrannosaurus Rex 2, Back in the Habit, does have a big red horn coming out of his stomach.
Oh, yeah. yeah, that was my first thought, too, was maybe a different palette swap would have.
Yeah, maybe we could have painted that a different color, maybe.
Oh, no.
So he's got that.
I'm ready to talk about these again.
He's super excited that the Power Rangers are here. And so they start running at him. They keep getting lightning blasted, but it like goes between them, I guess, because it keeps hitting behind them. And eventually they do just get blasted. But then they get back up, because that's what you got to do when you're Power Rangers.
Yeah, and they charge at him again.
It's so good. So we cut back to Tommy. He's fighting the Green Ranger more. The Green Ranger, they have moved from, like, the woods to the woods, but there's also, like, ruins here, which is pretty cool. And the Green Ranger kicks a stone pillar at Tommy, which
he palms it and slams it down in front of him, and then roundhouse kicks it at Tommy, and it explodes behind him.
It's so cool. I also like to think that, like, they're in, like, some sort of Dragon Zord temple from, ages gone by or something. It's really cool. And then he knocks Tommy down again, and he's like, why don't you give up? And he's like, that's the one thing I'll never do. And he's like, all right, then.
I will kill you now.
And he goes to, like, slice his throat. And he's like, JK, you passed the test. And he helps Tommy up. And he's like, the test? What are you talking about? And he's like, you haven't been fighting.
Test, this is only a test. Test.
He's like, you haven't been fighting us. You've been fighting for your life. And then the Zeo Red and the White Ranger come up, and they're like, here's the three parts of the Dino Gem back.
Yeah, they're basically like, you use this to power the machine to make you visible again, and it knocked you into a coma, and you were dying Oh, this fight just symbolized you, like, fighting for your life. Like, you literally were going to die if you let us beat you.
Yeah. If you lost to Green Ranger, you would be a corpse now. And he's like, oh, rad. And so they each give him part of the dinosaur. And this is what I put together, like, oh, there's three parts of it. The reason they didn't have Turbo is not that they hate Turbo. I mean, it is that they hate Turbo. But it's also that, like, he gave the powers to TJ, so, like, those weren't his anymore, and there was only three parts of the Dinosaur Ranger, and arguably these are the way better versions of Tommy than Turbo Tommy.
Yeah.
Who just stayed upstate at the race car farm, you know? So he wakes up, Haley's there. The lighting is different now.
I want to discuss the White Ranger for a minute.
Let's talk about the White Ranger.
Just for a quick second. Yeah. Because his costume, he's got like the rings around his upper arms. But in this version, it's a t-shirt where the bottom of the sleeves is like the gold ring. And I don't know what kind of a choice that is, because that's not how it was before.
Do you have a picture of this that you're looking at?
No, I just remember when they were all like handing him his dino gems back. Oh, the White Ranger reaches out and you can see the t-shirt over the like spandex white costume.
Hold on. I'm going to do a quick Google, see if I can find this real quick. No, it's still the bands. He's got the bands in the upper arm, and then the rest is white.
No, it's definitely a t-shirt. Hang on, I got a picture.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, like, the bands are there, but they're not, like, bands on his arm. They're just the bottom of his sleeves on his t-shirt. They are sleeves,
and then he has, like, another shirt under it.
Yeah.
That has, okay. Yeah, that looks like they had to throw together what they could real quick. And the important part is that they had the rest of it, which, guys, by the way, I think the White Ranger is one of the best Power Ranger looks ever.
It's very good.
It looks so cool. I wish we would have got the Die Rangers for season 2. So they would have all kind of matched, but womp womp. Here we are. Yeah.
Yeah,
I see what you're saying now, and I think it looks a little goofy, but ultimately, it's whatever.
I just wanted to point it out.
I don't think I would have noticed if you wouldn't have pointed it out.
That they, like, redesigned the whole Green Ranger, and they were like, I don't know, put the White Ranger in a t-shirt.
Give him a t-shirt.
We don't have the armbands. We gotta figure something out.
Maybe they did have the armbands, but they gave him to the Green Ranger. So yeah, they only have one set of the gold armbands.
Right. They only had the one. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. He wakes up and the lighting is different now. The lighting is like brighter and it's less saturated and it doesn't look like someone's about to die in here. And Haley's like, you're awake. And he's like, yeah, it was weird. So then we cut to the news station where Cassie's on and Devin's off to the side and he's like upset and Mr. Cormier's in his office, like, waiting for them to drag the Power Rangers. And Cassie's like, everyone thinks that the Power Rangers have abandoned the city. And she kind of looks over at Devin, and she looks back, and she's like, but I don't think that's true. The Rangers have always been there for us, and I have no reason to believe that they won't be here for us again. And I did myself a little cry, because boy howdy, did you get me. Because the only thing that comes close to Power Rangers without powers fighting anyway is people believing in the Power Rangers. It's really good, y'all.
I think that's a solid number three, but I think, like, people who were never Power Rangers standing up is the number two.
I feel like those are sort of like a combo package, right? Because the I Am Spartacus moment is people standing up. As a, you know, I am a Power Ranger. I'm this Power Ranger. Like that. I got chills a little bit thinking about it. Boy, is that a good scene. This is like the same as that in a way. It's still people believing in the Power Rangers so much that because they have no reason not to. Right. Like,
yeah,
because every time if they lose, they will come back stronger and they will make it right eventually. It's like it's the best promise of Power Rangers. So it's real good. It's real good, y'all. Then we cut back to the actual Power Rangers, unwarped, getting blasted. And then Tommy jump kicks, I'm assuming, from 500 feet in the air.
Did he ride his cycle in?
No, he just jumps. Off of it? Maybe he did, but we didn't see it because he has a four wheeler. But he jumps from off screen. We get this big hero shot of him like ki-ing, doing a big jump kick, and he kicks What's his butt? The Red Rocket?
Pterosaur?
Pterosaurus. And then they're like, Dr. O, you're back. And he's like, yeah. And they're like, what happened? He's like, you wouldn't believe me if I told you. And I was like, they would. They're Power Rangers, but okay. So then he morphs, and we get, like, it's mostly American footage, but we get, like, a little bit of Sentai footage here and there. Like, some insert shots of Sentai footage of it, like, panning around the Black Ranger. And then he fights Pterosaurus, and he's, like, extremely mad and wicked jacked up on, like, just got out of a coma energy, which I feel like with the opposite would be true. But for Power Rangers, I guess it's not. And then he goes into Super Dino mode. He's got his own Super Dino mode.
Yeah.
It's just regular. It's like Connors, and just his spikes get bigger, but they're gold and black because they're the same spikes.
Mm-hmm.
It's just pretty neat. And everyone's like, wow, he's so cool. He's got Super Dino mode.
Yeah, they're like, I didn't know he had a Super Dino mode. I was like, why not? Everyone else does. Even Trent has one.
Once Trent did it, they should have been like, well, I guess we all have that. Like, so he starts beating up Trentosaurus 2. He's like slashing him. He's doing a lot of like actual slashing with his like arm spikes, which I think is really good. And then he just grabs him and throws him at a wall so hard that he kind of explodes.
I thought he turned to dust the way he hit that wall.
But he didn't, and then Tommy uses his Brachio staff to put him in a orb of pain and kill him.
Yeah, he uses a new attack. He calls it like the Brachio orb or something.
Yeah, he says like Brachio staff. Energy orb, and I feel like he's done this before, but he's called it something different. And I know Connor has done a like dino orb with his staff, so it's like y'all just need to write down what all the things are called and just like
can't believe they have two staffs and no swords.
Yeah, it's
I guess there's the Drago sword, but
the Drago sword, which is more of a Drago dagger than anything.
Yeah, it's more of like a pen.
Yeah,
Drago stylus. Draw 1,000 arrows. Pew, 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 pew.
I did a couple X's on you, and then you blew up from them. And that was pretty cool. I only used it once, though. So it dies. It explodes. Their powers return. And, oh, this is when he's like, what happened? Or Kira's like, what happened, Dr. O? And he's like, you wouldn't believe me if I told you. And then he Tyrannosaurus grows because he can do that because he doesn't need to be reconstituted because he's special. So he grows. And he's like, I'm still here. And now he's just got a huge red horn sticking out of him.
Oh, no.
And so Tommy's like, hey, you three got this?
Yeah, he's like, all right, I did my part.
I'm
going to sit this out. Even though I have the biggest Zord ever outside of Serpentera, I'm not going to do anything about it. Is his dumb Zord gonna do anything?
I doubt it. If they haven't yet, unless they're saving it for the finale, but that will be, I will be so mad. They're like, it could have done this the whole time. We just didn't wanna. but he's like, you three got this. And they're like, yeah. And they jump in their Megazords, and none of them acknowledge Trent at all. They just... like, Tommy's like, you three got this? And Trent's not like, I have Zords too. He's like, no, you don't, Trent. Shut your mouth, Trent. Nobody asked you.
Maybe he doesn't because the evil White Ranger used them in the last episode.
Yeah, it did have them. Has he not used... Does the evil White Ranger still have control of his Zords? That doesn't seem fair or right because he broke the spell and I feel like could have taken his Zords with him. And also, the evil White Ranger is a clone. So...
Right. Are the Zords clones?
I don't know.
Empty husks of evil.
So they're like, Dr. O gave it his all. We need to give this our all. And they're like, yeah. And they go Super Dino Mode in the cockpit, which is pretty neat. It doesn't really do anything to the Megazord except make it glow for a second. But he shoots fire at the Megazord and they kind of bat it out of the way and then just drill him and he dies. And then we cut back to, I guess, the lab. I think they're at the lab, and they're all like hounding Tommy about like what happened. They're all talking over each other. It's very funny. They're like, what happened? Where were you? So you fought your old Rangers? How's that possible? And Tommy's like, oh, okay, hey, everybody, just like.
It was just a coma dream.
It's just a coma dream. It happens all the time. He's just like, I want to say thanks for hanging in there with me. It's been real tough, but I'm grateful that you were there. And they're like, yeah. And Connor is like crying a little bit. He's like, are you crying? And Connor's like, no, I'm just happy he's back. And then the episode ends. And Josh, mm-hmm. I started.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best?
The best is when they leave the hospital to fight the monster without powers.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, it's every time that happens, like it's gonna be the best.
I would also best that too, but I feel like it would be disingenuous for me not to best Cassie saying that she still believes in the Power Rangers, because I did cry when she said that. Like, I wrote down in my notes, "Oop, it got me, dog." Like, because you got me with that one. So I'm gonna give my best to that. But the Power Rangers being like, "Who cares if we don't have powers? That's not the point." it's always just wow, so good. What's the worst?
The worst is Trentosaurus 2's big red dog boner.
The dog boner is pretty bad. I was trying to think of what it could... It was going to be the remix of the Dragon Zord theme. And I think I might still give it to that.
Just use the old one.
Just like, it sounds like they lost the file and just had to recreate it from memory.
When I made it a ringtone for us to use like 10 years ago or whatever.
like a solid decade ago almost, yeah.
I could not find a clean take of it. Like I used the best version that was pulled out of an episode that I could find, but you can still hear like ocean noise behind
right,
it.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Maybe they just didn't have one.
Someone who can play a trumpet, just like record a clean take.
Like, You have a musician on staff, right? Someone has to make the background music. You have a composer. You know people who can make music. Can't you just say, hey, do you think you could figure out these six notes and play them on a trumpet? Or a synthesizer that sounds like a trumpet? Like,
yeah.
But instead they're like, just wing it, man. Who's going to notice?
I am curious if anybody knows and can tell from just hearing it what instrument this actually is, this remake version. I'm just curious to know what it is. If you could let us know, I would appreciate that.
My guess is a piano that was running out of batteries. That's what it sounded like to me. I'm gonna worst that the music. The dog bone was pretty bad. The music made me a little angry.
I mean, it's just so big and red. I just like
it is a big red horn sticking out of like a kind
like
of a sheath.
Color. Like, could have made it purple like the rest of him, but you know, no, he decided to go with this one. Okay.
All right. Who's the MVP?
Connor.
Yeah, got to give it to Connor. Tommy did a lot of cool stuff.
He did.
Tommy fighting is always going to be like a really nice warm blanket in terms of watching Power Rangers, because that guy's really good. But Connor being like, that's it. I don't care. I'm going to go fight a monster with my bare hands. Like, that's too good. Now we have to rank it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's pretty good. I think the episode is pretty good.
I think that's the wrong list. That's my movie rankings. We don't want to do that on this podcast.
You got movie rankings? Okay. What are you ranking movies for?
I've just been keeping a ranking of all the movies I've watched this year so far.
Oh, nice. Yeah, what's the best one so far?
Oh, no, I'm at the wrong one. The best one so far is Palm Springs.
Okay, nice. Mm-hmm. Nice.
I've watched 27 movies this year so far.
Dang, y'all have been busy.
Yeah. We're starting to run out.
Do you still have access to Disney Plus?
I bought a subscription.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because my mom
was like, I don't want to fuck Jake's algorithm too much by watching like Xenon 100 times or whatever.
No, it's fine. I've only used it for WandaVision and Xenon that one time.
Because we've watched like Zombies and Descendants and
right.
High School Musical. That was all last year, so that's not on the rankings.
Doesn't count.
High School Musical's a trash movie, and I don't understand why people like it.
Hot takes. I'm glad I didn't make my Golden Girls hot take on this podcast. Or else
yeah, I'm just trying to clean up whatever you didn't catch with that
one. Yeah. Just in case anyone doesn't listen to Pokemon World Tour, my take is that the Golden Girls theme song is garbage, actually. And I will not talk about it anymore. So anyway, where are you thinking? I think pretty high.
I'm... Jake, I think I like this one the most.
The most?
Mm-hmm.
More than Leader of the Whack.
Yeah, what happened in that?
That was when they all got their reverse personalities. Devin was Disco Stew. Kira was like a 50s housewife / presidential first lady. Connor was a dork who couldn't pronounce anything without using his accent because biography.
That's the Christian Hubicki episode.
That's the Christian Hubicki episode.
That's right. That's right.
You think this is better than your boy Christian Hubicki?
I do and I don't. It's just so. It's just such a nice little package. Everything in this,
this episode
matters to this episode.
I'll be fully honest. I was fully prepared to be extremely mad at this episode. Like when Tommy showed up in the desert and had to fight Tommy. I was like, oh, great. It's just going to be a Tommy fighting himself episode. But then it was a really, really good Tommy fighting himself episode. And everything else in the episode, except for them hating Trent, was really good. So I will defer to you. I think it could go first or second. I do think it is very high up there.
Leader of the Whack was really good now that I remember what it was.
Yeah. They did their little morph calls and Kira was like, power up! And it was really cute.
Alright, we'll do number two for this one.
Number two, okay.
Leader of the Whack is just... It scratches more itches.
I'll tell you what. If Chris Hero would have been it, this would have been number one with a bullet.
Can you imagine they run out there unmorphed to fight the monster?
And there's Chris Hero.
He blasts them and they all do like their backflips and they're down. And Chris Hero from behind just elbows Trentosaurus in the back of the head.
Out of nowhere, 2004, svelte as hell, Chris Hero comes and cyclone kills Trentosaurus. Just
right in the back of his weird dino skull. Oh, that would have been great. That just rips his horn off and stabs him with it.
More Power Rangers should have Chris Hero in it, I think.
Chris Hero should have a TV show where he is a superhero, but he's also just himself.
Yeah.
He doesn't have superpowers. He's just Chris Hero and beats the crap out of
the fact that Chris Hero isn't signed by anybody, and the fact that when he was signed by the WWE, they were like, you're going to be like a guy who will say he's really cool.
What if you lose a lot? That'll be fun for you, right?
You're going to be like Kane in that like everyone says you're badass and you'll beat up jobbers, but then you're the guy that people need to beat to look cool. And I was like, you could just make him Chris Hero, though. Like, you could just do that. But he's a little chubby because he has a thyroid issue. So, like, throw him in the trash, I guess. Anyway, I could build a wrestling promotion around Chris Hero at the Shire in New Zealand.
Anyone who doesn't have their head up their ass could build a wrestling promotion around Chris Hero.
Yep. Yep.
It's not hard. That dude's really good at wrestling.
Yep. That's the end of the episode. Josh, what's the next one called?
I just had it. Hang on.
Do you still have
it?
I do.
It is called The Passion of Connor.
I'm uncomfortable.
I don't know why it's called that. What year did The Passion of the Christ come out?
That had to be like 2001, 2002.
Okay, because this is... Is this referencing that? Is Connor gonna be if Tommy Oliver is the god of Power Rangers, is Connor gonna be the Jesus?
We'll find out next time. But until then,
I don't know. He's probably gonna get like a crush on a girl or something.
Probably. May the power protect you. I felt my nose when I started to say that, and so I feel like I slowed down for a second.